Welcome to the OCR GCSE Music Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know about understanding musical context. That's topic 3.4, and it feeds directly into component 03 of your OCR GCSE music exam. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. This topic is worth a significant chunk of your final grade, and the great news is that once you understand the framework, it all starts to click into place. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to approach listening questions, what the examiner is looking for, and how to avoid the mistakes that cost students marks every single year. Let's start with the big picture. Section 1, Core Concepts. Component 03, the listening and appraising exam, is entirely based on your ability to hear music and connect what you hear to its historical or cultural context. The exam is split across four areas of study, and you need to be comfortable with all of them. Area of study 1 is the concerto through time. This traces the development of the concerto from the Baroque period through the classical era into the Romantic period and right up to the 20th century. Each period has its own distinct sound world, and your job is to identify which period you're listening to from the musical evidence in the extract. Area of study 2 is rhythms of the world. This covers music from different global traditions, Indian classical music, African drumming, Latin American styles like samba and salsa, and Caribbean music, including calypso and reggae. Each tradition has its own characteristic instruments, rhythmic patterns, and structural conventions. Area of study 3 is film music. This is about how composers use music to support narrative and create atmosphere on screen. You'll need to know techniques like leitmotifs, underscoring, stingers, and how composers manipulate musical elements to reflect what's happening on screen. Area of study 4 is conventions of pop. This covers the development of popular music from the 1950s to the present day, including rock and roll, Motown, Britpop, and contemporary styles. You need to know the conventions of verse-chorus structure, the role of the rhythm section, and how production techniques have evolved. Now, the single most important tool you have for answering questions across all four areas is the MAD T-shirt framework. Let me say that again, MAD T-shirt. This is your go-to structure for any extended answer. M is for melody, A is for articulation, D is for dynamics, T is for texture, S is for structure, H is for harmony, I is for instrumentation, R is for rhythm, and the final T is for tempo. When you're listening to an extract and you need to write a 6-mark response, work through MAD T-shirt systematically. You don't need to cover every single element, but you need to cover enough of them with specific musical evidence to earn your marks. Now, let's go through the key features of each area of study in more detail. For the concerto through time, the key is being able to distinguish between the four main periods. In the Baroque period, roughly 1600 to 1750, listen for the harpsichord. The harpsichord is the single most reliable indicator of Baroque music. You'll also hear a basso continuo, which is a continuous bass line underpinning the texture. Dynamics in Baroque music are terraced. They switch suddenly between loud and soft rather than gradually changing. The texture is often polyphonic with multiple independent melodic lines. In the classical period, roughly 1750 to 1820, the harpsichord disappears and is replaced by the piano. The orchestra is smaller than in later periods. Dynamics become more gradual, using crescendo and diminuendo. The texture is often homophonic, a clear melody with chordal accompaniment. Structurally, you'll encounter sonata form, which has three sections: exposition, development, and recapitulation. In the Romantic period, roughly 1820 to 1900, the orchestra grows significantly larger. The harmonic language becomes more complex, with chromatic harmonies and unexpected chord changes. Dynamics have a much wider range, from very quiet pianissimo to very loud fortissimo. Melodies tend to be longer and more expressive. In the 20th century, you might encounter jazz influences, extended techniques, or more dissonant harmonies. The concerto form becomes more experimental. For rhythms of the world, the key is identifying the defining characteristics of each tradition. In Indian classical music, listen for the sitar or sarod as the melodic instrument and the tabla as the percussion instrument. The music is built on a raga, a scale or melodic framework, and a tala, which is the rhythmic cycle. The music often starts slowly with an alap section and gradually increases in speed. In African drumming, listen for complex polyrhythmic textures, multiple rhythmic patterns played simultaneously. Call and response patterns are common, and the music is often built around an ostinato, which is a repeated rhythmic or melodic pattern. In Latin American music, listen for characteristic rhythmic patterns. Samba has a fast syncopated rhythm in 2/4 time. Salsa uses a clave rhythm, a 5-note pattern that underpins the whole texture. Steel pans are the defining instrument of calypso from Trinidad and Tobago. For film music, the key techniques to know are leitmotifs, recurring musical themes associated with specific characters, places, or ideas. Underscoring, music played quietly beneath dialogue to create atmosphere. Stingers, sudden loud chords used to create shock or surprise. Mickey Mousing, where the music exactly mirrors the action on screen. Diegetic music is music that exists within the world of the film, music a character can hear. Non-diegetic music is the background score that only the audience hears. For conventions of pop, focus on structure and production. Most pop songs use verse-chorus structure, often with a bridge or middle eight. The rhythm section, drums, bass guitar, and rhythm guitar or keyboard, provides the harmonic and rhythmic foundation. Listen for production techniques like reverb, distortion, and multi-tracking. In early rock and roll from the 1950s, listen for the electric guitar, walking bass lines, and a strong backbeat on beats 2 and 4. Motown from the 1960s features lush string arrangements, call and response vocals, and a prominent bass line. Section 2, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about the exam itself and the mistakes that cost students marks. The biggest mistake, and I see this every year, is using vague, non-musical language. If you write, "The music sounds happy," or "It feels scary," you will not get marks. The examiner needs to see musical terminology. Instead of happy, write major tonalati. Instead of scary, write dissonant harmonies or chromatic melody. Instead of fast, write allegro or presto. Using Italian terminology is specifically credited in the mark scheme over English descriptions. The second major mistake is confusing texture and timbre. Texture refers to the layers of music, how many parts there are, and how they relate to each other. Timbre refers to the tone color or quality of a sound, what makes a violin sound different from a flute. If a question asks about texture, do not describe the instruments. Describe whether the music is monophonic, a single melody with no accompaniment, homophonic melody with chordal accompaniment, or polyphonic multiple independent melodic lines. The third mistake is failing to distinguish between the classical and romantic periods. The key differences are orchestra size. Classical is smaller, romantic is larger. Harmonic language. Classical is diatonic and relatively simple. Romantic is chromatic and complex. Dynamic range. Classical has a moderate range. Romantic has an extreme range from very quiet to very loud. Emotional expression. Romantic music is more overtly expressive and dramatic. For comparison questions, that's assessment objective 4, which is worth 50% of your marks in component 03. You must make direct links between the two extracts. Do not describe extract A and then describe extract B separately. You must explicitly compare them. Use phrases like, "Whereas extract A uses a harpsichord, extract B uses a piano," suggesting it is from the classical rather than the Baroque period. That kind of direct comparison is what earns marks. When you're answering a 6-mark question, aim to make at least 4 or 5 distinct musical points, each one supported by evidence from the extract. Use the MAD T-shirt framework to make sure you're covering a range of musical elements rather than focusing on just 1 or 2. For timing in the exam, you should spend roughly 1 minute per mark as a general guide. A 6-mark question should take around 6 minutes. Use the listening time wisely. Before the music plays, read the question carefully so you know what to listen for. Section 3, quick fire, recall, quiz. Okay, let's test what you've just learned. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What instrument is the most reliable indicator of Baroque music in a concerto? Think about it. The answer is the harpsichord. If you hear a harpsichord, you're almost certainly in the Baroque period. Question 2. What does the TALA refer to in Indian classical music? Think about it. The tala is the rhythmic cycle in Indian classical music, the repeating rhythmic framework that the music is built upon. Question 3. What is the difference between diegetic and non-diegetic music in film? Think about it. Diegetic music exists within the world of the film. The characters can hear it. Non-diegetic music is the background score. Only the audience hears it. Question 4. In a comparison question, what must you do to earn full marks? Think about it. You must make direct links between the two extracts, not describe them separately. Use comparative language like whereas, in contrast, and similarly. Question 5. What does MAD T-shirt stand for? Think about it. Melody, articulation, dynamics, texture, structure, harmony, instrumentation, rhythm, tempo. If you can recite that without looking, you're in great shape. Section 4. Summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Understanding musical context is all about connecting what you hear to its historical or cultural setting. The four areas of study, the concerto through time, rhythms of the world, film music, and conventions of pop, each have their own defining characteristics, and your job in the exam is to identify those characteristics from the audio evidence. Your three key tools are MAD T-shirt for structuring your answers, precise musical terminology instead of vague descriptions, and direct comparative language for AO4 questions. The most important things to remember: harpsichord equals Baroque, tala equals Indian classical rhythm, leitmotif equals film music, verse-chorus structure equals pop conventions, and always, always use Italian terms for tempo and dynamics. Before your exam, make sure you can identify the period of a concerto extract from its musical features, name the key instruments and rhythmic patterns of at least three world music traditions, explain at least four film music techniques with examples, and describe the structural and production conventions of at least three pop styles. You've got this. Keep listening actively, keep using the correct terminology, and remember, every mark you earn in this exam comes from connecting what you hear to what you know. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode. This has been the OCR GCSE Music Revision Podcast. Thank you for listening.